Our traditional elders taught us how to make decisions. And a lot of our decision-making comes from the bundles. A holy bundle is never owned by one person or family, but it can be transferred to someone that wants to be a custodian to take care of it. And a person can be refused. Each bundle holds different relics, and all have meaning. A lot of bundles have birds and animals, such as an owl or eagle, and those are rolled together and put in the bundle. And when those birds and animals put themselves in that bundle as a spiritual gift from the Creator, they'll even give a song. Each article that's in the bundle has its own venue, action, language, and song. Once or twice a year, that bundle will be opened, and somebody will make a vow to that bundle, to a certain holy object that's contained within. For example, they may vow to the Creator to dance with a certain relic in that bundle, so that someone who is very sick will be healed. And payments are made as you make that vow to the custodian. There are many bundles. The brave dogs usually have a rattle, sacred paint, feathers, and some other holy objects that we can't talk about. And usually a bundle carrier will have a pipe. When the brave dog bear bundle was going to be transferred to us, we offered a pipe to the custodian. So when we joined the brave dogs, I had to get another pipe to help me in that journey with the bundle. In turn, when I was going to give that bundle away, the new member approached me with a pipe. Some pipes are in with the bundle. Some you have separately to practice with ceremonies. We had our own legal system. For example, not anyone can open a bundle. Only the person with transferred rights will be the one that's going to do that. They need to know the songs, the proper action, the language, and it all has to take place in the right venue. Our legal system came from the Creator as a gift to help us make decisions. So when you make a decision, you smudge and pray and ask the Creator to be part of your decision making. We never jump the protocol. The Creator's always there in our decision making. So it's always legitimate, even if it's a very technical decision you have to make.